kids. Hi, podcast listeners. It's Liz Berg here at WFMU with yet another episode to entertain and delight your eardrums with. But first, as I mentioned last week, WFMU is in the midst of a silent fundraiser. It's an online fundraiser, and you can see the little pledge info on my playlist page, wfmu.org/playlists/LB. Anyway, that's how you get in on the action. I did want to thank some folks who already donated to my radio program and podcast, and I wanted to give them a special shout out before we begin the podcast this week. Special thanks to Mark in Barre, Vermont. Boss in Utrecht, Netherlands. Thanks, Boss. So generous of you. Big shout out to Holly in San Diego, California, who's pledging to my show because I'm a great DJ. That's so sweet. Thanks for the podcasts, she says. And I want to thank you, Holly, for listening and for your very generous pledge. Thank you to Dave in Cincinnati. Thanks to Lucas in Paris. Thanks to Joe McGasco. And thanks to Nate Knable, to WFMUers, who also chipped in to help us meet our goal for this October. WFMU is doing this silent fundraiser on top of a month of on-air specials, and there's a lot of great stuff going on over our airwaves between now and, I don't know, the first weekend of November. It's a lot of fun stuff, but on my radio program coming up, I did want to tell you about a few things that I'm very excited about. Next week, on Monday, October 15th, I'm going to be hosting my second annual robot dance party, which means I'm going to be spinning all new wave, no wave, dark wave, and other kind of like Teutonic sounding songs. Tunes that will inspire you to bust out your robot dance moves. And hopefully I'll do a special podcast version of that next week as well. And then the following week on the, what is it, the 22nd. I'm going to be hosting an Irish pop face-off between the bands SoCow and Squarehead. They're going to be entertaining listeners with fun-loving pop songs, and I think you will really enjoy it. Then towards the end of the month, on October 29th, I'm going to be hosting a live set of music from Household, a great band from Brooklyn who sound a lot like the old kind of Rough Trade lady bands like the Raincoats and Delta 5 and things like that. So a lot of special things going on my radio program this month and also on WFMU in general. And I just encourage you to hit up WFMU.org for the full list of events. It's crazy. Two live events that we're hosting in the near future include our Radio Vision Festival on October 20th, which is a conference about radio's future, and that's going to be in New York City. Information at radiovision.wfmu.org, and then our record fair happens November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Metropolitan Pavilion in Manhattan as well. So info about all that again at wfmu.org. Now I will shut up and play some jams. This week it's going to be pretty minimal and mellow, and then it'll get a little dancey and a lot of rockin' songs actually this week, and then it might get a little downright cacophonous. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast this week. I'll be back at the end to let you know a little bit more about the songs. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
touched by something gentle. Oh, wait, Keith. An uppercut. Or feet. Or in the film. Head for the light. Choose the light. Asaki, Asaki.
That's from the soul right there. Thank you.
la 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 la. Will never ever stop, except when you become awake, awaiting your lovely lunch break. You're just an average human being, not doing anything to benefit humanity. La 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 la. Baby, please, I'll never get down on my knees. And I know that you want it. I like my dirty fingernails. In the morning, don't change my underwear. Cloudy skies are always clear. In the mirror, I see clear. Open that door, close my eyes. In the morning, I love the way you smell. Cloudy skies are always clear. In the mirror, I see clearer. Open the door, close in my eyes. I want you, but I'm calling. Took your love, and I'm calling. Baby, baby, please, I'll never get down on my knees.
the clock said four. And what did she feel on the bedroom floor? And what did she do when she ripped out his heart? That's right.
Friday night! Oh yeah! All my friends are leaving town. I'm the only jerk that sticks around! Oh no! Maybe it's tough falling out of love. Maybe it's tough, tough, tough. My closet clean, and I got creases in all my jeans. Oh yeah. I bite the buttons that I should press and rebuff my reflection in the broken. Ah! No! Baby, it's tough falling out of love. Baby, it's tough, tough, tough. Baby, it's tough falling out of love. Baby, it's tough, tough, tough. tough, tough, tough.
Fly away, higher from this moment.
All right, Liz Berg back here with you to let you know what we heard in the podcast today. A lot of fun songs. We finished out a little bit on the cacophonous side. Sort of annoying music that is appealing to me for whatever reason. We heard from Duas Semicolcheas Invertidas. And their song was called Corta Uñas, and it's from their album 4. Weird spaz core, I guess. That was coming out of Gay Witch Abortion, a band with a terrible name, but great sounds. They are definitely for those in the lightning bolt mindset. Their song is called Air Wonder Stories, and that was performed live here on WFMU on Brian Turner's show just last week as part of our 31 Days of October festival. Hammer of the Working Class gave a swamp song from a self-titled album. We heard Spider Bags with Friday Night perform live here at WFMU on the Cherry Blossom Clinic with Terry T. That was coming out of the Estrogen Highs with It Has to Rhyme, and that was performed live on a program called Distort Jersey City here on WFMU. We heard 1-800-BAND with their song Sex Offender, and that was performed live on the Three Chord Monty Show with Joe Bielock last week. That band did a killer set. 1-800-BAND, their whole set's on the Free Music Archive. We heard from the New York City band Trepanning, and their song was Young River. That was performed live on Distort Jersey City on WFMU. We heard the Golden Boys with their great song Dirty Fingernails. I love that as a single, and I love it even more live. That was performed on the Cherry Blossom Clinic with Terry T here at WFMU. We heard Super Cute with Candy City. Almost a little too saccharine for my taste, but I think I like it. It was performed live here on Minor Music with Jesse here at WFMU, and this show features only bands of minors or kid bands. We heard Jazzar before that with the song called Circles off of the Smoke Factory release. Krestovsky with Flickering Love off of a new EP. We heard Ming Ming with the song Sez, S-E-Z, off of a new compilation called Boston Hassle that's been added to the Free Music Archive. Ixtlan with No Options, So Ride Off. Love that one, and that's from a new compilation called The Best of Breit Band, Volume 5. It's a German label who adds material to the Free Music Archive recently. Zen Albatross with Masada Gestalt, that was kind of the chiptune song, and that's on an album of the same title. Pretty powerful and good. We heard Pajaro with Santa Leone, and that's also from The Best of Breit Band compilation that I spoke of 3 seconds ago. DJ Harrison with a short little hip-hop interlude called Way Uptown, and that's from Dance Revolution. Migu, a band featuring members of the group Cornelius, who also play in Yoko Ono's Plastic Ono Band. They dropped by WFMU last week and just did an amazing set on DJ Trouble's show, This is the Modern World. And we heard their song Choose the Light from that set, and you can grab more songs from it on the FMA. Very cool stuff. Go Qualia with End Roll. We heard the band Everlone with Peaks, and that's from a new EP. And the show started out with Telegraphy and their song Sunday Evening from the album Deep Tape Loops. Love Telegraphy's music. Sometimes it's almost too minimal for me, but I really have a soft spot for it, especially in the early morning hours. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to the podcast this week. Thank you, especially to listener Holly in San Diego for pledging to the podcast via the little pledgy widgety things on our website and on my playlist page. And I encourage any of you who enjoy the podcast to support it, because WFMU is just this special, weird little place that could not exist without the contributions from folks like you. And there's no way in hell anybody would allow me to do a podcast like this elsewhere. So just stand back and appreciate this beautiful thing we call WFMU. With that, I will leave you, and I'll see you next week. Ciao.